Hey, welcome back. I got a good one for you. Three reasons why professional reading is a must. Address, learn, discover. Hope you're set to start expanding that library.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? Check us out there. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Hey, welcome back. Steve here. And boy, am I glad that you joined me again. I got a good one for you today. I'm talking about three reasons why professional reading is a must. Address, learn, discover covers it all. You know, in this world today, one of the things that there are people in our political arena and, the news media outlets and stuff like this that just like to echo thoughts that are just totally incorrect, and it has to do with this idea that teaching can be done by anybody, and we all know that it can't be, as well as running schools. You have to have the passion for it. You have to have the knowledge for it, and working with kids means that you need to be an everyday learner, and not only an everyday learner, you need to be a forever learner. We've had words like that around, but it's always been the case that a good educator never stops learning. And that's because every kid is different. Every child is different. Every class is different. Every school is different. Each year, the grouping of the kids together puts new challenges at your feet. That's what makes it so fun, so invigorating to be part of educating, to be part of teaching, to be part of working with children to help them overcome those challenges, those walls that just are barriers to their success, and helping them figure out how to achieve their dreams. Well, one of the ways we learn, because we have to be constantly learning, one of the ways we learn is by reading. And so that's my point today. We need to be reading, and I'm talking about professional reading. I hope that you take time to do some fun reading, but we need to be doing professional reading. And so my three reasons are address what we don't know, number two, learn more about what we have some knowledge of, and number three, discover new information that can help us better at what we already do. You know, our lives are busy. We have many hats that we wear at work. You know, we're dedicated to our families. We take on extra activities like coaching soccer or being a scout leader. At work, we are expected to go to meetings. We go to conferences. We go to additional training and so forth. You know, maybe your spouse would like to see and talk with you once in a while and, you know, not while you're grading papers in bed. Or, you know, not while you're talking on the phone to other teachers doing some planning or something like that. You know, okay, I know. The list can go on and on, yet somewhere in there, we need to find that time to read. But not just any reading. We need to make the time for professional reading. You know, some of our best learning will take place in those moments where you have your highlighter and your pencil out ready to mark on the pages. All right. I know. In this modern era, you have your e-reader and you are set to use the digital tools to help you mark and save passages. Yeah, so we got some different ways now. Reading, especially reading that you choose, is important. It helps you address what you would like to know more about and need to know more about. So determining what you will read is as important a step as reading, because you really need to be honest with yourself and say, self, okay, I know, I'm being goofy. Self, what don't I really know much about that would help me in my classroom or in leading the school? And that's where yourself says, I'm glad you asked that question. I've been sitting here waiting this whole time for you to say something to me and ask me that question. What is it I need to know? Come on now, you know that it is very easy to lie to ourselves and say, you know, I know this. After all, I can do this and this and this. Really? Yeah, unless we're just really good at lying to ourselves, we know the real answer is that, yeah, I should be doing more of this. Maybe you really know that you are fooling yourself. Fooling yourself. There's a cool Styx song with that title, you know, that line in it. You know, it's funny. I've now found a way to interject a Styx song in a podcast over the last couple months. And now maybe I'll get to once a month. Sweet. All right, I know. Get back to topic. Let's get to my three reasons whether you're a classroom teacher or a building administrator, you need to be reading. You need to be focused on address, learn, discover. And so don't go fooling yourself, right? So number one, let's talk about address. We can't know everything. No, really, we can't. No matter how much you are expected to be superhuman, you can't know everything. That means that it is necessary to address what is missing that you don't know. You have to identify your weaknesses and see what you can do to address what you don't understand or know. So keep in mind, my first reason for needing to do professional reading is address. For example, if you are a classroom teacher, what do you really know about teaching kids academic words? You know, maybe you are an expert at it, but maybe your next door neighbor isn't. Too often, the teacher teaches vocabulary in a manner that she was taught, typically in a way that is totally inappropriate and has been shown over the years through research, you know, that the traditional memorization lists are ineffective. And that is, if you do that at all, you know, some adults simply think that the kid is just going to learn and use the words. You know, they fail to address them in any manner. Tis, tis. Which is sad, by the way. Because vocabulary, they don't get the subject if they don't get the words. And so we have to spend time, and we have to be purposeful about spending time with the vocabulary. So maybe that's an area. How about formative assessment or instructional feedback? If either of these are something that you know or you should be better at, what are you waiting on? Oh yeah, you need to find a resource to help you with learning more. So I've got a few for you. Here are a couple of resources. So in vocabulary, a wonderful book, Vocabulary is Comprehension by Laura Robb. And I've interviewed her on my audio podcast, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I've also reviewed her book on my YouTube channel. Yeah, by the way, I now have a YouTube channel, and I'll put a link to that as well in the show notes. How about formative assessment? Dylan Willem has a great book on this. And if you're thinking about checking for understanding, we have another wonderful book that's actually in its second edition by Douglas Fisher and Nancy Frey. How about feedback by Susan Brookhart? Amazing tools here that I'm these resources that I'm giving you. Okay, so let's talk about a building administrator. What do you really know about leadership, team building, or having meaningful conversations? Well, are you an expert on these, or are there a few areas that you could use some refresher or get information that you had previously missed? Let's start with one of my favorites, Patrick Lencioni's The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. I've done a YouTube book review on that book as well, and I'll put a link for it. John Maxwell's The 17 Indisputable Laws of Teamwork. You've got to read these things. If you've not read some of these works, you need to make them part of what you're going to do to address that lack of knowledge in these areas. How about the book Crucial Conversations, which I've also done a YouTube book review on. I know, I'm trying to become a booktuber, a book review tuber. okay, whatever the word is for it. You know, Crucial Conversations is all about exactly that, having that crucial conversation with people. We have to get better at that. So once we choose what we need to know more about, then we get the book to help us. Here, I'm just giving you a few suggestions. You know, I also have some audio podcasts that might help you find additional subjects you might want to know more about. But here's some digital resources for you. For example, you know, so I just told you a little bit about some book resources. How about digital ones like these audio podcasts, The Cool Cat Teacher. This is Vicki Davis's. Her podcast is called Every Classroom Matters. And these are little 10-minute vignettes that somewhere in there, you're going to find something that's going to help you know a little bit more, as well as supply you with more resources to help you out. Hey, I've got an audio podcast, Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. And I've got, whether it's interviews or it's just me going solo like today, I've got plenty of information for you. Some of my shows are as short as 15 minutes. Most of them, though, are somewhere between 35 and 40 minutes. How about for high school teachers, there's a show called Teaching Tactics. These two young people are teachers in Alberta, Canada, and I think you'll really like them. Read to Lead is a great leadership podcast, and it basically what he does is he interviews authors who have something good to say, and it's all about leadership, management, and self-improvement. How about This Is Your Life with Michael Hyatt, another self-improvement type podcast, as well as leadership management, and also gets into a little bit of self-publishing. Ever thought about writing a book? And then finally, Entree Leadership. Here's another good leadership as well as management as well as self-improvement type podcast. It's Dave Ramsey's podcast, although he's not the one who does the interviews. They do play segments of him teaching people once in a while. So there I gave you some book resources as well as some digital resources to help you address those areas that you need to know more about. So let's move on to my second reason. If my first reason is address and... You know, if the first reason is why professional reading is a must, that we need to address what we don't know, the second reason is that we need to learn more about what we know something about. We can always get a better understanding. We interfere with ourselves when we say convincingly to ourselves, you know, I really know this. Come on, you know. Do you say that to yourself once in a while? I know this. I got this. I don't need any help. Pshaw. Yeah, unfortunately, we're good at convincing ourselves that we don't need help a lot of the times. And that's not good, because so often we do need help. You know, let's talk about this just for a second. You know, maybe what you need to know more about, or could know more about, is that you're looking for some information about engaging the kids in class discussions or in the classroom itself. Or maybe understanding the developmental stages that children proceed through as they advance to adolescence and then adulthood. You know why you need to know more about this, don't you? I mean, do you? Do you know why you need to know more about this? Well, for one thing, it has become commonplace to shove developmentally inappropriate material to lower and lower levels or to younger and younger kids. The political arena has developed the thought that if it is good for 12th graders, then why not 5th graders? If 5th graders, why not kindergartners? The only way to fight this type of misinformation is to learn more about what is developmentally appropriate and make sure that you don't support what is wrong. If you're a building administrator and you have been tasked with addressing or improving the climate of the school, what do you really know about that? Could you learn more? If you are being honest, the response should be yes. How about understanding what motivates kids or adults? What do you really know about that? Whether you're a classroom teacher or building administrator, learning more about this subject can make a true difference on the impact of the kids you work with. How about learning how to give better presentations or talks? Have you ever taken the time to read on how to improve this part of your craft? Well, you should. So here are some additional resources that might help you learn more for the classroom and building leadership. So one of my favorite ones is What If Everybody Understood Child Development by Ray Pika. I've got a YouTube book review about this, as well as I interviewed her on my audio podcast, and I'll put links for them. How about you're trying to figure out how to engage the kids and hook them into the beginning of your class and hook them into the discussion? Well, arr, matey, there be Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess. I love this book. It's awesome. I have also reviewed him on my YouTube channel, and I'll make sure you got a link to that. I encourage you to check that one out. You know, how about if you're trying to change the culture of your school? It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. It's called Shaping School Culture by Terrence Deal and Kent Peterson. You know, if you're trying to figure out what motivates kids or what motivates adults, have you read Drive by Daniel Pink? It'll change your thoughts about what motivates people. If you're trying to work on your presentation skills, how about Talk Like TED by Carmine Gallo? Or Steal the Show by Michael Port? Excellent resources. Excellent. And Michael Port, by the way, has his own podcast, and I'll make sure I have a link to that one as well. The first reason why professional reading is a must is we need to address what we don't know that we need to know. And the second reason is that we need to learn more about what we know something about, so address and learn. Well, the third reason is to discover something we may have never taken time to learn about. We never read the words of or listen to the experts in the field. An area that we have always wanted to know something about, but just never made time for. I mean, think about it. Do you have something like that in your life that you could have made time for, but you haven't yet? And you just know that you should have? I'll bet you have if you take time to think about it. Well, let's look at an example. So, for example, say you're not a special ed teacher, but you could learn more about, you could discover more ways of teaching or working with special needs kids. How about working with kids who are openly defiant? Maybe you need to refresh your understanding of how kids learn or ways that you could change your teaching to increase the rigor of the classes. Maybe taking time to read professional writings that you may not have thought were in your wheelhouse. This is a big part of Discover. You know, like reading Daniel Pink's To Sell as Human, where it explains how we are all involved in the task of selling. We just don't realize it. Think about it. As a classroom teacher, you're trying to get the kids to buy into the content. As a building administrator, you're trying to get the staff and faculty to buy into strategies, techniques, vision, mission, beliefs. All of it involves getting better at selling. Maybe that's something that would, you know, be a little different that may change your approach to what you do. So here's some additional resources for the Discover category. Check out some of these. That One Kid by Brian Menler. He's a former special ed teacher who's a former EBD kid. He is that one kid. And he teaches you how to deal with kids like himself. What he liked to do is try to figure out how to walk you right through the steps and throwing him out of your class because he didn't want to be there. He'd just as soon tell you where you could go and how quickly you could get there in just so many words. And so he teaches you how to deal with kids like himself. I'll have plenty of links to his works. I've done a book review as well as I've interviewed him, as well as he has an awesome website where you can find out more. How about Mindset by Carol Dweck? You could learn a little bit about, you know, working with kids and the different mindsets that they have, which this is so important in understanding why kids react the way they react to whether it's an assignment, an activity, just simply a grade. How about To Sell as Human by Daniel Pink? I talked about it just a minute ago. Awesome book. It will make you think a little differently about what you do. Matter of fact, it'll make you want to get better at selling your craft. If you're struggling to know the ins, the whys, the whats, and how fors, you know, there's a great book that's got lots of information in it. And you don't have to read it cover to cover because it's not really designed to do that. But some of you probably heard about Visible Learning by John Hattie. Well, Visible Learning for Teachers brings it all down for the classroom. The main book gives you all the research and the background to the analysis of you know what we should be doing in the classroom and why. But Visible Learning for Teachers by John Hattie brings it into, you know, these are the things that as a classroom teacher you should be getting better at. Good book for helping you understand what you should know a little bit more about and why and the impact that it has on kids and their ability to achieve their dreams. How about Rigor is Not a Four-Letter Word by Dr. Barb Blackburn? Hey, I've interviewed her also, and I'll give you a link to that. Professional reading is a must. Today, what I've been talking about are my three reasons why you must take time to read professionally. Number one is address, number two is learn, and number three is discover. So, when are you going to start reading? There are many formats, whether it is book, ebook, or digital recordings. Start your list today and then read. What will be your first book? No matter what, right after you stop listening, sit down and make a list of the three reasons: address, learn, discover, and ask yourself what you should make a priority for finding out about. You know, something that you know little about, or something that you just need to know more about. Or how about something that you always wanted to read about, but it just didn't make it to the top of the list? Commit to the content to support you. Find the book and read it. Then put the ideas into action in your plans. You know what? I think it's time to buy a book. And I think it's time to read it. And I think it's time to see what we can glean from it, put it into our plans, and help us be better at what we do. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome, awesome day.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.